Yeoman shook his head. And why should I care? Your Lord Ruler planned something for those caverns. You can tell that much from the plate he left here in this one. He says that he came up with no way to fight what is happening to us in the world, but do you believe that? I feel there has to be more, some clue hidden in the text of all five plaques.
You expect me to believe that you care what the Lord Ruler wrote? Yeoman asked. You, his purported murderer.
I couldn't care less about him, Vin admitted. But, Yeoman, you have to believe that I care what happens to the people of the Empire. If you've gathered any intelligence about Elend or myself, you know that is true.
Your Elend is a man who thinks far too highly of himself, Yeoman said. He has read many books and assumes that his learning makes him capable of being a king. You, I still don't know what to think about you.
His eyes showed a bit of the hatred she had seen in him during their last meeting.
You claim to have killed the Lord Ruler, yet he couldn't really have died. You're part of all this somehow.
That's it, Vin thought. That's my inn. He wanted us to meet, Vin said. She didn't believe it, but Yeoman would. Yeoman raised an eyebrow. Can't you see? Vin said. Elend and I discovered the other storage caverns, the first one under Luthadel itself. Then we came here. This was the last of the five. The end of the trail. For some reason, the Lord Ruler wanted to lead us here. To you. Yeoman stood for a few moments. To the side, Ruin mimed applause.
Send for Lelin, Yeoman said, turning toward one of his soldiers. Tell him to bring his maps.
The soldier saluted and left. Yeoman turned to Vin, still frowning.
This is not to be an exchange. You will give me the information I request, then I will decide what to do about it.
Fine, Vin said. But you yourself just said that I was connected to all of this.
It's all connected, Yeoman.
The mists, the Koloss, me, you, the storage caverns, the ash. He flinched slightly as Vin mentioned that last one. The ash is getting worse, isn't it? She asked. Falling more thickly? Yeoman nodded. We were always worried about the mists, Vin said. But the ash, it's going to be what kills us. It will block the sunlight, bury our cities, cover our streets, choke our fields.
The Lord Ruler won't let that happen, Yeoman said.
And if he really is dead? Yeoman met her eyes.
Then you have doomed us all.
Doomed. The Lord Ruler had said something similar right before Vin had killed him. She shivered, waiting in awkward silence, suffering Ruin's smiling stare, until a scribe scuttled into the room, bearing several rolled maps. Yeoman took one of the maps, waving the man away. He spread it out on a table, waving Vin forward.
Show me,
he said, stepping back to keep out of her reach as she approached. She picked up a piece of charcoal, then began to mark the locations of the storage caverns. Luthadel, Satrin, Vititan, Urto. All five that she had found, all near the central dominance, one in the center, the other four forming a box around it. She put a final X beside Fadrick City. Then, with charcoal gripped in her fingers, she noticed something. Sure are a lot of mines shown on this map around Fadrick's, she thought. A lot of metal in the area.
Step back, Yeoman said.
Vin moved away. He approached, scanning the map. Vin stood in silence, thinking. Ellen's scribes could never find a pattern to the cache locations. Two were in small cities, two in large ones, some near canals, others not. The scribes claimed that they just didn't have a large enough set from which to determine patterns.
This seems completely random, Yeoman said, echoing her own thoughts.
I didn't make up those locations, Yeoman, she said, folding her arms. Your spies can confirm where Ellen has taken his armies and sent his emissaries. Not all of us have the resources for extensive spy networks, Empress, Yeoman said flatly, looking back at the map. There should be some pattern. The Titan, Vin thought. The place where we found the cavern just before this one. It was a mining town as well. And Urto, too. Yeoman, she said, looking up. Does one of those maps list mineral deposits? Of course, he said distractedly. We are the Canton of Resource, after all. Get it out. Yeoman raised an eyebrow, indicating what he thought of her giving him orders. However, he waved for his scribe to do as she had requested. A second map was overlaid the first, and Vin walked forward. Yeoman immediately shied backward, keeping out of reach. He has good instincts for a bureaucrat, she thought, slipping the charcoal out from underneath the map. She quickly made her five marks again. With each one, her hand grew more tense. Each cavern was in a rocky area near metal mines. Even Luthadel bore rich mineral deposits. Lore said that the Lord Ruler had constructed his capital in that location because of the mineral content in the area, particularly the groundwater. That much the better for Allomancers.
What are you trying to imply? Yeoman asked.
He'd edged close enough to see what she'd marked.
This is the connection, Vin said. He built his storages near sources of metal.
Or it was a simple chance.
No,
Vin said, looking up, glancing at Ruin.
No. Metal equals Allomancy, Yeoman. There's a pattern here.
Yeoman waved her away again, approaching the map. He snorted.
You've included marks near each of the most productive mines in the Inner Empire. You expect me to believe that you're not just playing me, offering some phantom evidence that these really are the locations of the storage caverns?
Vin ignored him. Metal. The words of Quan were written in metal because he said they were safe.
Safe.
Safe from being changed, we assumed.
Or did he mean safe from being read?
The Lord Ruler had drawn his maps on metal plates.
So what if Ruin couldn't find the storages on his own because of the metal shielding them? He would have needed someone to lead him, someone to visit each one, read the map it contained, then lead him on.
Lord Ruler, we've made the same mistake again. We did exactly what he wanted. No wonder he's let us live.
However, instead of feeling